this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week, I'm speaking with co-founder of Scraps on Scraps, Shannon Sarton. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Gretchen.
Tell us all about Scraps on Scraps.
So Scraps on Scraps is a residential food waste pickup business that we founded in January of this year. What we offer is the pickup of compostable materials from your house. We give you a 5-gallon bucket that has an awesome smell-tight lid on it. Every 2 weeks, we pick it up after you've filled it with compostable materials. We take it out to a composting site. We're partnered with the University of Arizona, and there they turn it into compost for you. So every 2 weeks, we come out, we drop off a clean bin for you and swap it out with your old one.
Do I just leave it out on the porch?
On the porch, in your driveway.
What can you put in the bin?
Actually, there's a ton of things that are compostable. Our rule of thumb is if it grows, it goes. So fruits, vegetables, any byproducts of your cooking. We also take paper. So there's a lot of papers that are compostable. Tea bags, tea leaves, coffee grounds, grains, pastries, lots of sugary things. I love to bake, so there's always remnants of cakes in mine. Tofu and soy, any dairy substitutes. We don't take meat or dairy at this time.
Coffee filters?
Coffee filters, coffee, anything that you end up putting coffee grounds in can definitely go in there.
Cotton balls?
Cotton balls are absolutely compostable so long as they're not soaked in oil or acetone.
Okay.
So the EPA actually estimates that between 20 and 30% of all landfill waste is compostable. So this is a great way to keep that out of your own personal trash. Because we provide an easy service that allows you to not have a composter in your backyard or any kind of additional steps. Literally, all you do is take it to the bucket, put it in there the same way you would in your trash can. You just have to think about what's compostable and what's not. And after that, you leave all the work to us.
How much does the service cost?
The service is $13 a month, and we pick up every 2 weeks.
Let's say I wanted to pay for a year. Would it be the same?
Yes. As of now, it's the same. We're working on establishing discounts for if you pay in full upfront. Once we have that information done, it'll be up on the website.
How can people get in contact with you and learn more about Scraps on Scraps and so the service?
There's a couple options. We have Scraps on Scraps Facebook, and then we also have the scrapsonscraps.com website. And on there, there's access to a direct info@scrapsonscraps.com email or phone number, which is 333-7106. On the website, you can sign up directly via PayPal, or if you want to set up a different payment arrangement, you can just give us a call or email us.
Thank you so much, Shannon. And congratulations to Scraps on Scraps for recently winning the Get Started Tucson Award. Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.